We picked up some much needed rain over the weekend, and there's more rain out there right now, and the pattern is not going to change much through Wednesday, and that means you can expect to see scattered areas of rain and thunderstorms through the middle part of the week. What we have is a large upper-level low that's sitting overhead. Essentially, it's a pool of cooler-than-average air in the upper atmosphere. And each day, as the ground heats up, of course, when the sun comes out, we're seeing that difference in temperature between the ground and the upper atmosphere that's fueling the development of these storms, essentially that allows the storms to grow really tall. So it makes sense that the most likely time to see these storms is during the warmest part of the day. So each afternoon, there is the chance for some passing areas of rain and thunderstorms. Then as the sun goes down and the heating goes away, the showers and storms will ease up during the evening hours. The biggest concerns with these storms will be downpours and lightning. Of course, you feel the mugginess. So any of these storms that produce heavy downpours, which can be beneficial up to a certain point, but at times if the downpours sit in the same spot, localized flooding will be a possibility. And of course, any downpours will result in some big puddles on the roads. So be careful if you are driving. And of course, lightning is very dangerous, and a lot of people do have outdoor plans this time of year. So be sure that you are aware of the weather as these storms come by. You don't want to be outside when there's lightning in your vicinity. There's also the chance for at least some locally gusty winds and hail as these storms come by, though I don't expect any widespread damaging storms in terms of wind or hail through Wednesday. Then we'll see the pattern shift a bit on Thursday as that cold pool moves away. And that means Thursday will be a warmer day, and there's still the chance for a couple of spotty storms, but most areas should miss out. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, spotty showers and thunderstorms mainly during the evening, patchy fog, muggy, a low of 58 to 64. Tomorrow, early fog, then partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially late morning into the afternoon, muggy, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, spotty showers and thunderstorms mainly during the evening, patchy fog, muggy, a low of 58 to 64, and for tomorrow, early fog, then a mix of clouds and sun, scattered showers and storms, especially late morning into the afternoon, muggy with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, spotty showers and thunderstorms mainly during the evening, patchy fog, muggy, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, early fog, then partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially during the afternoon, muggy, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, spotty showers and thunderstorms, mainly during the evening, patchy fog, a low of 58 to 64, and for tomorrow, early fog, then partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially during the afternoon, muggy, with highs in the 70s to around 80. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with scattered downpours and thunderstorms, highs in the 70s to around 80. And on Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds, humid and warmer, chance for a spotty thunderstorm, with highs in the 80s to around 90. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.